Hi, I'm Kristen Tennant, and I'm a huge fan of our NCF sister, Glor Franzik. One of the things that I love doing after worship each Sunday is giving her a hug and seeing her smile. And I so often wish that I could ask her questions about her life and have a conversation, but Glor isn't able to speak. So I'm really pleased and honored to be able to lend my voice to share words that Glor has written to share with all of you. These are Glor's words. As most of you out there know, I can hardly speak due to an accident when I was 13. And then I turned 14, which is when I was first diagnosed with encephalopathy. And I was told by my MDs that I wouldn't live past 25 years. And yet, despite all the odds, I survived and thrived in this world, I believe due to many technological advancements. I was able to graduate from high school and college and came down to Champaign-Urbana for a master's. But then I also met Les Pritchard, who recommended me to Diane Mann, a lady who hired me at Searle at the University of Illinois. But she insisted I go to Parkland for a few computer classes, otherwise Searle couldn't hire me. So I continued on as a student worker, or what Searle calls SFRCs, short for research contractors, earning two associate degrees in data analytical processing and business management from November 1st, 1987 to January 13, 1992, when I became a federal employee. And yes, I've been with Searle since then. I could have retired about 2 years ago, but to do what other than picking up more trash from people's curbs? I can only tolerate that for 2 hours a day. Besides, I had to stay in order to get an acceptable amount in my retirement. Since I run Searle's labor reports, I know I'm one of the least paid workers Searle has. While I still can barely speak, God has gifted me with a beautiful voice, pitch perfect or so I've been told, to hum slash sing with my church choir. I enjoy singing, and a lot of the actual words come out of my own mouth. Often, I surprise myself with the words that I can sing. There is something so special about church songs that I just had to ask Renee, as our much-beloved church pastor, if I could hum sing with our NCF choir. And she said, "Go for it, Glor." And I didn't know it back then, but Jimmy Bean, as our once famous rock and roll star from the bands The Toys and Anger Management, also played a supporting part in asking me to sing with the choir. People have asked me why I don't always sing every song with the choir. My answers never came till I was able to write them out. First, I don't know a few of the songs very well, if at all. Plus, the physicality of being up here wears out my sore toes, heel, knee, back, and shoulder, despite having had 4 surgeries on my knee, heel, and 3 different toe surgeries over the years. I just cannot tolerate all that standing. But I'm okay if I move around just a bit, and that's why I often move and tap my feet, hopefully to the sound and beat of the music. My days of being a Boneyard Creek clogging team member still come into my mind till the 2008 car crash wrecked my knee. I think I even surprised one of our NCF choir directors. She had to hug me after we both sang one song together when no one else from the choir joined in with her, except for me, till the chorus. I guess I was stealing her thunder, unbeknownst to me. But that's what I get for not being able to attend NCF choir practice Thursday nights, as I'm up working for Searle from 2 a.m. till I've had enough of work for the day since COVID began on March 18th, 2020.